USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An assassination has taken place on the island nation of Japan. Japan's former and longest-serving Prime Minister, Shinzo Abe, was shot in the back as he gave a campaign speech on Friday in western Japan. He was airlifted to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. The shooter used a homemade gun and was apprehended immediately after the shooting. Ghislaine Maxwell has appealed her sex trafficking conviction and 20-year prison sentence for her role in facilitating Jeffrey Epstein. The appeal was filed Thursday in Manhattan. Ramesh Sunny Balwani, the former president of Theranos Incorporated and ex-boyfriend of its founder Elizabeth Holmes, was found guilty of fraud for his role in the collapse of the $9 billion blood testing startup. He faces 20 years in prison and still has a pending case with the Securities and Exchange Commission. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
How many bots or computer accounts are there on Twitter anyhow? The company says they're removing a lot every single day. Tim Berg from our Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Twitter is removing more than 1 million spam accounts every day. Executives at the social media platform say it's in an effort to reduce the number of bots, as Tesla CEO Elon Musk asked for more information before he purchases the company. Twitter executives noted the amount of these accounts were under 5% of all users who were served advertisements.
President Biden is expected to sign another executive order on Friday to help women abort their unborn child. Biden, a Democrat, has been under pressure from supporters, particularly progressives, to take action after the landmark Roe decision by the Supreme Court of the United States to have states make their own decisions on life and death. We are USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
With many schools throughout America not teaching what parents want their kids to be taught, a new school choice in Arizona will put power back in the parents' hands. Karen Taylor Robson, a Republican, is running for governor in Arizona and had this to say on Fox News.
You know, Arizona has been a leader in school choice for decades now, going back nearly 30 years with Governor Fife Symington signing the first charter school legislation in the state of Arizona. So I am very, very proud of what our state legislature and Governor Doug Ducey has done to dramatically expand school choice and really start to reimagine or recreate a system of education that's designed for the kids. And not the adults. You know, we have a moment of opportunity in this country where parents have woken up and they want to have better options for their children. And so I'm very proud of what the state of Arizona has done.
Apple iPhones has announced a new feature to keep their phones safer.
Apple has a new feature for iPhones called Lockdown Mode. It's intended for high-profile users such as politicians and activists who may be targeted by state-sponsored hackers. Lockdown Mode turns off several features on an iPhone in order to make it less vulnerable to spyware. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.